Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What is the truth of God? And when nations and people lose truth, they are on their way to destruction. And isn't that what we're seeing today? Without a doubt. What does God require of those who are supposed to help the people and warn them? He requires that we cry aloud and spare not. And until there's such a time that you can get your life squared around, it's going to be difficult to understand what's going on. Because what is established as the norm today is not the truth of what God originally gave. It has all been overlaid with sin, which is transgression of the laws of God, and saying that the law has been done away. And civil governments in disarray, in war, in trouble, in calamity, just like we see right here in America today. Now, where is all of this going to lead? Well, the truth is, we're going to see that it's going to lead to disastrous times. And what we've seen right now is really a foretaste. And unless there are enough people who turn to God in truth and in loving submission, the hand of God will not be turned back. Now, if there are enough, it will be slowed down for a while. But it's going to come to the most disastrous times in the history of the world, and God's judgment is going to be coming upon us. Now, we've covered this before, but let's go there again, and let's see. Let's come to Jeremiah 7. Because Americans are a religious people in general and profess Christianity in the majority. However, they're even talking about the post-Christian world, how to survive in a post-Christian world. Well, you do that with God. Now, Jeremiah was given a very important commission by God, and he knew it was going to be tragic, and he knew it was going to be some of the worst times that the children of Israel and the children of Judah in the Old Testament ever experienced. And so what we're going to cover is the truth of what happened when God destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 586 B.C. Now that's 2,500 years ago. And it's known that he did it. God carried off the children of Judah into captivity into Babylon because they refused to repent. They refused to change their ways, even though they had the Word of God, even though they had the temple of God. But what do people do when they become complacent and sinful, yet remain religious? Yet, maybe even mouth about God. There's a psalm where it says that the children of Israel flattered God. In other words, come back to him slightly when difficult times occur. So let's look and see how human nature really is. They say they believe in God, but they don't act upon it in the way that God says. They say that they're Christian, but they're far from it. And yet they stand on it and think that it's really great and good. Even one leading Baptist minister wrote a book, Pray for America. He should have said, pray that America will repent. Because prayer without repentance is of no avail. Just like here in Jeremiah 7, the people came to the temple. But they came because they felt that if they would come and not repent, everything would be right. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's like we do today. We're the greatest nation on earth. We're God's people. God gave us this land. How many people really love God and honor Him? No different back when the time that Jerusalem was coming to the point of going into captivity after it was destroyed. So let's read it. Jeremiah 7, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, now, this is from God. A lot of people don't like to read the Old Testament because they say, well, it's filled with death and destruction. That's true. Why? Because of the sins of the people and they didn't repent. So here's what they did. Now, remember, Jeremiah was the son of a priest. And his message was so astounding in bringing the condemnation of the Jews in Jerusalem and Israel because of their sins, that the men of his city or village in which he was born were plotting to kill him. Priest. So here's the message. Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord. Do you hear the word of the Lord? Do you believe the word of the Lord? Do you live by the word of the Lord? Do you understand the word of the Lord? Well, that's something you need to do. All Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Think how many people go to church on Sunday. What you know, and they know, is the wrong day. Yet they profess that they have the power to tell God what to do. Now, how do you think that's going to settle with God? Well, let's read on and see. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways. God always offers repentance. God offers always a way of forgiveness if you will take it. Are you willing to amend your ways and your doings, as it says here? That means change. Repentance means stop, turn around, and go God's way. It doesn't mean just be sorry for what you think that isn't right. You have to repent of your sins, which are the transgressions of God's laws and commandments and statutes and judgments. Then he says, if you do, I will cause you to dwell in this place. A warning. How long do you think that Americans are going to be dwelling in this place? How long do you think it's going to be before we become like Venezuela? If that is not a big enough lesson for us to learn from today. Now, here's why. The first cause of sin is rejecting truth and accepting lies. Let's read it. Do not trust in lying words. Now, lying words are slogans. How many slogans do we have out there today that are run by people who are anarchists? Oh, and it sounds so good to some people. Do not trust in lying words. Now, we'll see. God holds all the ministers responsible. They are the first cause of the problems in America.
Reverend Kevin Johnson spoke before a packed church about the most humiliating moment in his life.
There on November 8th, 1981, and was told, "We like you, but we can't handle your being gay."
This happened after a high-ranking member of the church at the time outed him.
This person does owe me an apology and never has.
It was beyond words. It was unbearable to see the congregation just, you know, kick a person they loved out so quickly and so easily.
The entire congregation stood with him to make it right.
For more than three decades, the sadness of a past action by our church has been with us.
Though Kevin moved on to co-found a ministry in California, those emotions came rushing back.
I forgive the actions of the past and hope for a more loving future.
His husband of 18 years was so proud to have witnessed this moment.
It's just showing people that, you know, gay people can be Christians.
Back then they said, "The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. If we just say America the greatest country in the world, let's make it great. Let's make it great again and again and again and again, whatever they're going to do." Unless they repent of their sins, unless the leaders of this country start really enforcing truth and law, beginning with the Supreme Court, there will be no respite from the troubles we'll be facing. They will multiply and multiply and multiply to where we will be like Venezuela. So he says again, verse 5, again, repentance, if you will thoroughly, not half-heartedly, not a little bit, not just a little dab of salve on a great gaping wound, but if you will thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you will thoroughly execute judgment between man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods. Now, what does this lead to? Last three words, to your hurt. See, because God's laws and commandments are living, just like the law of gravity, automatically, just like the turning of the earth, which causes the sun to rise, automatically. When you sin, you automatically bring a penalty upon yourself. And if you don't heed that penalty, there will come another. And if you don't heed that one, there will come another. And sooner or later, it's going to be a full-blown curse. That's where we're headed. There's no repentance. Then he says, if you do that, God will turn back his hand. Now we see that he did that with Josiah, and that was during Jeremiah's ministry. For 12 years after Josiah repented and caused the people to keep the law and word of God, they had peace. Then a war started, and Josiah was told, don't go out to battle. So he disguised himself and went out to battle and took an arrow and died. And then Jeremiah's lamentation, which is recorded in the Bible, Jeremiah pronounced against Jerusalem, Judah. You might read that. That'll give you a good preview of what's coming. Verse 8, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder? Now, you think that all of these murders in the cities of America today, especially in the cities run by lying politicians who don't care about the people. Two cities in particular, Chicago and Baltimore.
Thank you, Sharon. After a violent stretch of homicides in Baltimore, the city's acting police commissioner is taking action. In just 5 days, there have been 10 murders in Baltimore, including a deadly shooting Tuesday night in Penn North. That killing marks the 150th homicide of the year.
In the week leading up to the 4th of July holiday, at least 9 children have been struck by gunfire, 2 of the victims shot dead. Just minutes into the holiday, red, white, and blue lights illuminate the 8300 block of Homer. But it wasn't fireworks. Someone opened fire on an SUV with 3 children inside, ages 15, 12, and 9 years old. Tragically, a 39-year-old woman, also inside the SUV, was shot and killed.
And that grows at cross purposes with the alleged claim that the gang and the mob wants murder and committed adultery. There are so many sexual perversions and perverted people today. They like to call themselves by an alphabet, but I choose all 26 letters to define the stupidity of the sexual perversions in America.
It feels really good to be around other people like me.
I'm proud.
Happy Pride. Love yourself.
Pride filled the streets, love, equality, and the power of being yourself.
Led by a color guard with rainbow accents.
It's an honor to start the parade. That's the best thing I can do.
Portland's parade.
Why'd you guys come out here today?
Has the city swelling with pride.
Because I'm a giant gay and I want to hang out with other homosexuals.
For some, the feeling is only annual.
I always get picked on in school for being trans, and people just treat me like I'm a freak, and I feel comfortable here.
Comfortable tackling tough issues. There was a huge show this year for people of color, others taking aim at what they deem symbols of discrimination.
But the structure of the church for years and years has excluded many LGBT people. So it's a way of taking that and using wit and humor and irreverence to spin that and promote inclusion.
Some remember when this walk was a risk.
15, 18 years ago.
What was it like then?
It was horrible. It was horrible. You didn't know if somebody was going to do something stupid.
Looking beautiful!
Not this year. In fact, on this Father's Day, kids were common sights.
It seems like the families are well represented, and that's great.
Portland's pride growing year after year.
Swear falsely, burn incense to Baal. Now, Baal is an interesting word there. Children of Israel always followed Baal. That was the god that they liked. Guess who he was? Baal was the sun god. Guess which day they worshipped him on? Sunday. Do you get the point? So if you're a so-called good Sunday-keeping so-called Christian, you're not good, and you're not Christian, because you are keeping the day of the god Baal, a false god, and none other than Satan the devil. Oh, well, we're good people. Really? How can you be good when you reject the Sabbath, which God says to remember? A little sidebar on the Sabbath. Stop and think about it. After God created Adam and Eve, the very first thing that they had in their consciousness from the instructions of God was the Sabbath day. Think on that. Verse 10. And then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name and say, we're delivered to do these abominations. What abomination? Do you do abominations? Do you really? Oh, well, you probably say, not me. What is an abomination? Well, it says that you trust in lying words, right? What do you teach your children about religious holidays? Did you know that those things are an abomination to God? And to take the name of Jesus Christ and attach it to it? Did you know that December 25th was the rebirth of the sun god, Baal, whose day to worship is Sunday? And you can go right down the line with all of them. Think about it for a minute. Now, when I say there needs to be a great change, which God says, amend your ways thoroughly, that means you got to start keeping the Sabbath. You've got to start keeping the holy days of God. You have got to reject the holidays of this world, which are fake Christianity, but really Baal worship. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers? Now, you think about this nation and you think about Washington, D.C. and the deep state and New York City and all the banking system and so forth. A den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it. Then he tells them, now you go to the place where I first had the tabernacle set up in Shiloh. And that was in the days after Samuel and Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli. God scraped the earth and removed it completely. What do you think he's going to do here? We have enemies to the south of us who are armed to the teeth. We have enemies across the sea who want to do us in, called China. We have enemies within who want to take down America because they hate God. And they are sent by Satan the devil to be instruments of correction to see, will we really repent and return to God the way God wants? Now you think about that. Now, people don't like messages such as I'm giving here, where it points out all of their sins and all of their troubles. But that is necessary in order for you to understand that God means business. Now, will you turn to God? Or will you think, well, I can't take that because he's just not polite? Well, God is not interested in politeness. He's interested in repentance and a true heart and true belief, which comes from him. Now, let's come to Ezekiel 22. Let's see that the whole society is involved. The people, the politicians, the religionists, the entertainers. It's not the other person over there who's a criminal. That may be true that he is. But you before God, with your sins unrepented of, are no better. So you've got to come to God in truth. Now here's what you have to come out of, because this is the deep state. Everybody involved. Verse 17, the word of the Lord came to me, that is Ezekiel, another priest, saying, son of man, the house of Israel, now you need our book, America and Britain in Prophecy, and that will tell you who we are. And if you don't know who we are, then you don't understand history. And if you don't understand history, you don't understand what's going on. So you write for that. America and Britain, their biblical origin and their prophetic destiny. Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are bronze and tin and iron and lead in the middle of the furnace. And they are even the dross of silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have all become dross, therefore I will gather you into the middle of Jerusalem. And he did this. Yes, he did this. And destroyed Jerusalem. Then he did it again in 70 A.D. And why was he so harsh against the people during Jeremiah's day? Because they rejected the warning from Jeremiah, and they rejected the words of God. And during the days of Jesus Christ, and after that, and the New Testament prophets, warning, Jerusalem is going to be destroyed because of the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ as the Lord God of the Old Testament manifested in the flesh, come to save the people. But they refused. And God destroyed it exactly as Jesus said, not one stone left upon another. And it's never admitted by those who had to suffer through it that it was because of their sins. They always said the enemy, the Romans, the Babylonians. Today we say the Russians, the Chinese. That's true. But it's because there's no repentance. And it's because sin is mounting up in a colossal whirlwind of trouble to take us down. That's the result of our sins. Now, you write in for the book that I mentioned to you about Britain and America, and you need two others. One, why Christianity is failing in America. And it is. Is it saving America? Well, some are more sincere than the others, but sincerity is not the measure. Truth, according to the Word of God, is the measure, just like it was in the days of Jeremiah. So you need that book, Why Christianity is Failing in America. And if you really want something in depth, you write for the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which that will be a shocking eye-opener for you. And that will show you why we're going through all the troubles we are. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.